campaign and families, you know, who were affected by MICA did ask, you know, at the big public meeting that councillors would not increase the local property tax. And, you know, while it's bad enough for the struggling families across Donegal that councillors would take the highest permissible increase, would choose to do that, it's really, really particularly unfair for the MICA affected families. And it was just plain wrong what they did.
Is there not a loophole that they can maybe avoid trying to pay that increase? Could they not make appeals to the government and so on?
Well, one of the things that we need to focus on, particularly now in the days before and after the budget this week, is we need to make sure that the scheme for the families who are affected by MICA to make their homes safe again is announced as soon as possible, but also that those families who have applied for that grant will not be liable for the local property tax. I mean, that is now absolutely essential. It's bad enough that, you know, due to, you know, the failure to regulate the industry, people are left in such distress. But then to add insult to injury, to ask them to pay the local property tax, this has been wrong for a long time. The final thing really is that, you know, there was no mandate. I mean, the local election was only months ago. None of the councillors who voted for this said to anybody when they were knocking doors, we will increase the local property tax by the full 15%. So that was wrong. But now we need to make sure that the governments do waive the local property tax for the families who are affected by MICA.